This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed over the news, the headlines first. Government launches nationwide HPV vaccination campaign to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for combined efforts from all for the success of campaign. Visiting British Prince, Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward pays courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powell. Various matters of mutual interest, including climate change impacts, discussed. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet US President Donald Trump as Israel and Hamas look forward to Gaza truce talks. Now the news in detail. The government has launched a nationwide human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign from today to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today visited the Balwata-based Shivapuri Higher Secondary School and inaugurated the HPV vaccination campaign. The nationwide campaign will run till the 18th of February. It targets girls from grade 6 to 10, and the Department of Health Services also ensures access to the vaccine for out-of-school girls aged 10 to 14. Under the vaccination drive, over 1.6 million adolescent girls will be administered the vaccine that protects against cervical cancer. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, cervical cancer is the second most common cancer in Nepal, and on average it causes 4 deaths each day. Meanwhile, inaugurating the nationwide campaign, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for combined efforts from all for its success. Prime Minister Oli on the occasion stated that happiness and prosperity of mankind is the goal of the government, and the present government was active to free Nepali citizens from diseases and deprivation. Similarly, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudal has said, the HPV vaccination campaign against cervical cancer has been launched to make Nepal healthy in the future. He urged all to publicize and support from their respective places so that no girl is deprived of the vaccine. Visiting British Prince, Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powell today. According to the Office of the President, during the meeting held at the Office of the President in Sheetal Niwas, various matters of mutual interest were discussed. President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel said the head of the state recognized climate change as a major global concern at present and called for collective efforts to address it. Stating that Nepal is highly vulnerable to climate change impact, the president said Nepal has been eloquently enhancing advocacy for mountain conservation in various international forums. President Powell appraised Prince Edward that Nepal, in a bid to draw attention and gain global leadership on climate action and enhance advocacy for climate change justice, is going to organize Sagarmatha Sambad, a climate dialogue soon. Mentioning the centuries-old ties between Nepal and the UK, Powell said that the UK has remained as one of the top development partners to Nepal. In reciprocation, British Prince Edward expressed his confidence that he would get to take cognizance of the impact of climate change on Nepal and the climate actions on the part of Nepal to mitigate the climate change. He also anticipated that during his visit he could understand the adverse effects of climate change on the mountains in Nepal. Present in the meeting were the Duchess of Edinburgh, Sophie, as well as British Ambassador to Nepal, Rob Finn. The British Prince and his wife, Duchess Sophie, arrived in Nepal today itself. The British royal couple is scheduled to stay in Nepal until the 9th of February. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has emphasized that Nepal Telecom should move forward by reviewing its performance. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Telecom on its 21st anniversary in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung said Nepal Telecom should seriously review its business operations given that its income has been declining each year, while private telecommunications companies continue to advance. Government spokesperson Minister Gurung urged Nepal Telecom to adopt advanced technology and expand its services to compete effectively with the private companies. The communication minister also emphasized that the public should hold at least 25% of Nepal Telecom's shares to ensure the company remains accountable to the people. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has stressed that party's leaders and cadres should strengthen the party organizations being united. Inaugurating the orientation organized by Nepali Congress Central Policy Research and Training Institute in Pokhara today, President Deoba laid emphasis on the need of making the party united by ending groupism. He clarified that alliance between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML was made to end political instability. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge karna ho ya balance transfer karna all detail data voice ko status thaha pauna gift back pathauna wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna sajilo cha hai anti app aile nai download garo 1 GB data free ma prapta garo
play store wa app store bata sajile nepal telecom ko app download garna sakincha
nepal telecom rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to meet President Donald Trump on Tuesday afternoon. According to AFP news agency, Israel and Hamas say they are ready for negotiations on a new phase in their fragile Gaza ceasefire. Netanyahu, the first foreign leader to visit the White House since Trump returned to power last month, will discuss the truce's future and efforts to end the Gaza war. Hours before their meeting, Netanyahu's office said Israel would send a delegation to the Qatari capital, Doha, later this week for negotiations. Hamas has said it is ready to negotiate the second stage of the ceasefire mediated by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States. China has announced retaliatory tariffs on some American goods as U.S. tariffs on all Chinese goods come into force. According to the BBC, the Chinese tariffs due to begin on Monday would put a 15% import tax on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas, plus 10% on crude oil, agricultural machinery, pickup trucks, and some sports cars. Beijing decided to hit back or at least threaten to retaliate with its own tariffs. The new taxes on U.S. imports would not take effect until 10th of February, so there is some time to stop a spiraling tit-for-tat trade war. According to the United States of America, the door is open to talks and the two leaders are scheduled to speak later this week. The 10% tariff on all Chinese imports to the U.S. began on Tuesday. Proposed U.S. tariffs of 25% on Canadian and Mexican goods have been postponed after last-minute talks. President Trump says the Chinese tariffs are a response to trade deficits and the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the mountainous region of Kochi and Bagmati province, while partly cloudy to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim province. The weather of the hilly region will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in Kochi, Lumbini and Bagmati province, while partly cloudy to generally cloudy in Gandaki province. Meanwhile, the weather of the Tarai region will be partly cloudy to mainly fair. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government launches nationwide HPV vaccination campaign to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for combined efforts from all for the success of campaign. Visiting British Prince Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward pays courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powell. Various matters of mutual interest, including climate change impacts discussed, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet US President Donald Trump as Israel and Hamas look forward to Gaza truce talks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.